Hello and welcome to episode number one of the Real Estate Sales Show. My name is Danny Morrell. I'm going to be your host throughout this entire journey that we spend together. And I use the word journey because I can foresee us a couple of years down the road looking back on the beginning of this show. And I can envision stories of breakthrough, stories of people who absolutely shattered all expectations for what they expected out of their business, out of their life, out of their possibility. And I got to tell you, I am excited. This is our inaugural show, and I thought I would focus today on three very basic things. Number one, I'm going to share with you my story, share with you kind of my triumph in the midst of adversity, and also give you a little bit of an insight into why you should pay attention. Number two, I'm going to talk to you about the purpose of this show so that it is very clear why you're going to want to come back week after week to make sure that you're plugging in and listening to our episodes. And last but not least, number three, I'm going to talk to you about what you should expect to receive from being a member of this amazing community that we're about to start. And what you can expect to become. How's that sound? So first and foremost, if you're not already following me on Facebook or on Instagram, you might want to go out and do that because I sometimes post a lot of live content that you're going to gain a lot of information from. You can go ahead and find me on Facebook at facebook.com/danny.morrell.page. And on Instagram, just look up Danny Morrell. Those are pretty much the two basic social media outlets that I use. And so would love to connect with you that way. I started in business, guys, when I was 18 years old. And I started very simply because I remember being dead broke, living in my two-bedroom apartment with my amazing mother, my two younger brothers. And, you know, I got to tell you, we moved to Rialto, California from New York City, because my parents split up. And when that happened, mom was left to basically, you know, fend for herself. And, you know, it was a little bit tough. I can remember thinking back, and I think back now and I remember that she didn't even have her driver's license when we got here to California, because the reality was you didn't need one in New York City. And so I was driving illegally at 13 years old, which I think ended up helping me out further along in life, because it just taught me how to like step up and make it happen. You know what I mean? I started in business because I can remember watching the show 90210. You guys remember that show? And I remember living in our crummy little two-bedroom apartment in the ghetto, in the hood, and thinking, you know, if these people can have that amazing life, if these people can have those great cars, and if these people can, you know, live on those in those great homes, and if they can have a pool in their backyard, well, why the hell can I, you know? I mean, I know it's TV, but I know this is going on in real life. And that was the first foundational thoughts that I had about what was possible for my life. And then I thought to myself, you know, why don't I buy us a house, right? I think I could do it. Sure enough, I started reading books and thinking about possibilities, and I declared a goal to buy my mother and us a home by the time I was 21 years old. Fast forward to 21 years old, I got licensed as a real estate sales professional. We actually went ahead and bought that house, and by 27 years old, I was closing 150 transactions, earning, I think that last year I earned just shy of $1.5 million in income. And I did it. American dream, the whole thing, right? As a young man earning what most people could only imagine. At that time, I thought to myself, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that could use my help. There's a lot of people that could learn from, you know, the stuff that I had learned from. I started a coaching company. And I can remember just before the market crashed, about 2007, I held my last seminar. We had a couple hundred people at a three-day event. And it was a fantastic event. Some of you who still follow me to this day know the event that I'm talking about. It was at the Coronado Lowe's Resort. I think we had like 600 agents there, something along those lines. Anyways, we had between 400 and 500 agents that on a monthly basis would pay us for consulting and to help them to expand their businesses. Well, market crashed, and to make a long story short, I really wasn't ready for it. But that coaching business, that was my second business that I took to $1 million in revenue. And that one, I did that one actually within 1 year, a year and 2 months maybe. Finally, 2010 comes around and, you know, I'm starting to think to myself, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I can remember thinking and pondering on, you know, what exactly I wanted to do. And I knew I could have gone back to selling real estate, which I knew I could easily go back to, you know, earning seven figures or more. Probably would have taken me a little, 3 years, 4 years to build the right momentum to do that because I had stopped cold turkey. But secondly, I thought about going back into coaching. And at the time, I had just given, we had just given birth to my first son. My second one was on the way. And I quite honestly just didn't want to be away from my family that much. So then I remember thinking, wait a minute. You know, all of those real estate offices that I visited back when I was a coach, man, they were lacking a lot of stuff. They were lacking motivation. They were lacking skill set. They were lacking leadership. They were lacking training. They were there was a fire missing within the office. There was a commitment to excellence that was missing. It was almost as if, you know, you walk in most real estate offices, and I can remember doing this the first 10 minutes of my talks, right? And by the way, I would give two talks a day, 5 days a week to help build my business for that first year and a half or so. I can remember I had to fight through this massive spirit of ego that was in the office for the first 10 minutes just to get people to smile. I don't remember even seeing very many smiles at a lot of these offices. Everyone was to themselves, private, almost as if you felt like you like there was this, you're not going to steal my ideas aura going around. You know what I'm talking about? So I was thinking back and thinking, wait a minute. You know, what if I combined what I did in my coaching company with my knowledge of real estate, and what if I started a brokerage? And what if the intention of that brokerage was to help people to break through, to help people to really step into the life that they were destined to live, to show them how to sell real estate at a higher volume, to show them how to do that in much less time? And then, like, poof, an epiphany hit me. I thought, oh my gosh, nobody's doing that. So sure enough, I opened up, I went out and bought a franchise of Intero Real Estate Services, a company located up in Northern California. My great, great friend Gino Blafari signed me up. Gino has now moved on to become the CEO of Home Services and Affiliates, which is the parent company of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And it is pretty amazing what has happened in this short 4.5 year ride. We have gone from literally zero, guys, from a company with non-nationally recognized branding, a company who, quite honestly, most people had a hard time even saying, you know, knowing how to pronounce the name. And in 4.5, this will be the fifth year, basically. I believe we've got a shot at $1 billion in closed volume this year. And a shot at becoming, because we're already number two, number three, but a shot at becoming the number one real estate brokerage in the MLS here in Southern California. And we're going to do that with 100 less salespeople than the number one company currently has. Now listen to me. How did all that happen? How did I start that company with $2,000 in my pocket and change it into a $1 billion company in less than 5 years? With a non-nationally recognized brand, it was very simple. I focused on people. I focused on that vision that I had. I focused on the vision of helping to people to break through in their lives and in their businesses. And I knew that if I could just help that agent that was closing 10 deals a year get them to 20 deals a year, and if I could help that guy that was doing 15 deals a year and help them get to 25, and if I could help that mom that, you know, maybe did 3 deals last year and help her to really see that she can do 15 or 20 and not spend that much time away from her kids, and if I could help that individual that was already closing 20 deals but get them to 60 and 75, I knew that the story would spread, and I knew that a wildfire would start that would be uncontrollable. Well, here we are today. That company is not only established, but I have set a foundation of leaders that, to be quite honest with you, are doing an amazing job at now taking on the job of teaching our agents the principles that the company was founded on. And to be quite honest with you, I've got a vision for much, much more. I've got a vision to reach out to people all over the world, because I think to myself, man, if we can help people here in, you know, Southern California to grow, why can't we help people all over the world to grow? And that's my motivation, guys. I started getting messages from people all across the country and all across the world saying, hey, you know, here's what I'm working on. What do you think? Or, you know, could you help me with this? And sure enough, I'm a believer in possibility. I'm a believer in people. I'm a believer in you listening to this message right now. And don't ask me why. I guess I was just born that way. I want to help enough people get what they want in life. And that's what I want to do on a daily basis. So that's where the show came from, okay? That's a little bit about me. And, you know, I think I covered the purpose. The purpose is to fill in the gaps within the industry. You know, the reality is that most brokerages, an agent joins a company and the broker says the famous, well, there's your desk, there's your phone, go get them, Tiger. And then agents are stuck to fend for themselves. We're talking about good human beings. We're talking about people who had a vision that moment that they got that real estate license on doing some amazing, great things, and yet didn't have the guidance or mentorship to actually make it all come true. We're talking about people who I think left the industry because got their hopes crushed. As a matter of fact, I don't think I know, because I've met several of them that have come to work with us, that we've actually been able to help them to create careers. We've been able to take assistants earning $10 an hour, and help them earn $500,000 a year in less than 3 years. And so that's the purpose, guys. The purpose is to do the exact same thing for you. Last but not least, what can you expect? Well, you can expect a new episode every single week. I'm going to be 100% committed to this process. You can expect to learn the systems needed to enable to, in order for you to grow your business. You can expect the processes needed in order for you to reach your goals and your ultimate destination. You can expect to learn the skill sets needed in order to learn how to communicate in a powerful fashion. By the way, this entire show, not one cut or one edit, and most of them won't be. And I do this on purpose because I challenge myself to be the type of communicator that can communicate easily and effectively without needing any edits at all, whether it be on video or on audio, because if I can do it, guess what? You can do it as well. And when you get that sort of confidence, you will be unstoppable. You will be unstoppable in front of every buyer and seller that comes across your path. That, my friends, is what you can expect. You can expect that as long as you join me every single week with a pen and a piece of paper in your hand, you can expect that I'm going to bring you the absolute best. And that best is intended to make you the best that you can possibly be. Now, some of you are just getting to hear me for the very first time, and this may sound a little overwhelming. But for any of you that have been following me on social media, you know I don't do anything half-assed. As a real estate salesperson, I did what most people didn't think was possible, 150 transactions with 4.5 days worked a week. There's people working 7 days a week. As a matter of fact, this may be you right now, just to close 30 deals. $1.5 million in earnings at 27 years old. A coaching company from zero to 500 paid coaching clients in less than 16 months. And now a brokerage that in 4.5 years is doing what it's doing. Well, I'm not going to start a podcast and have it be nothing less than the absolute 100% authority and the place to be for anyone in our amazing profession that wants to grow. I guarantee you that your time that you invest with me on a weekly basis will be time well spent. You will leave with massive value that you can apply to your business, and you will grow as a person first and then as a real estate professional. So that's it, guys. That is the story. That's the purpose. That's what you can expect on a weekly basis. I'm excited about this. I'm committed to this. I would love your help. And here's how you can help, okay, guys? First off, give us a rating. go into iTunes right now or wherever you're listening and give us a 5-star rating. As a matter of fact, if there was 6 or 7 stars, I would ask for that, okay? Why not ask for the best, right? But go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. Secondly, write a review. What are you learning on these shows? What are you being exposed to? How are you being challenged? And most importantly, how are you growing, okay? And then finally, whoever you know that wants to accomplish more in life, you know, hopefully they're real estate professionals because that'll be the focus. But you're going to experience very quickly that most of what we speak about can be applied to any business, any endeavor, anywhere in the world. Whoever you know, go ahead and share the information. You can share it even through Messenger or through email just by clicking the little button right next to the podcast show. That's it, my friends. Get ready for episode number 2. I'm going to interview in that episode a young man who is doing amazing, amazing things. In 3 years, I think 4 years of the business, he has his business completely leveraged. He does not work weekends. He'll probably earn $600,000 in this year, 2016. And he's having his cake and he's eating it too. He gets to spend great time with his wife, his beautiful children. I'm proud of him. He's probably one of the most proudest people on the face of the earth that I'm proudest of, and that's because he's my little brother, Anthony Morrell. You're going to love that episode. We will see you next week on episode number 2. Thanks for joining us, and don't forget to rate us, review us, and share us. Bye-bye.